Hundreds of people from all over Bolton have signed a petition demanding the government drop plans to close train station ticket offices. Bromley Cross, Lostock and Farnworth ticket offices are all listed among those facing the axe, while the office at Bolton Station will face severely shortened hours. But recently, campaigners from the Bolton and District Pensioners Association handed in a 700 signature petition opposing the cuts, adding their voices to those collected by consultation. Association Secretary Bernadette Gallagher said the consultation only provided for an online petition. Our group conducted a paper petition and had literally hundreds of conversations with rail passengers, both old and young, angry at the closures. We asked a couple of passengers in wheelchairs to try and use the machines and both found it physically difficult. But also, they can only get their disabled discount ticket from a ticket office, saving them a considerable amount of money. The planned closures had provoked a wave of opposition from across the political spectrum in Bolton. The backlash in Bolton was mirrored all across the country during a consultation period which ended last Friday. Mrs. Gallagher said, "Passengers feel safe knowing a ticket office is open late at night and there is someone you can talk to if you feel unsafe. These cuts are about delivering more profits at the expense of safety. We urge the government to drop the plans and seek an assurance from Labour to keep offices open if they get in government." As the consultation closed, Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham put his name to a statement, also signed by his counterparts Tracy Brabin of West Yorkshire, Oliver Coppard of South Yorkshire, and Steve Rotherham of the Liverpool City Region.